producer Donald.
That's the pre-party. I know what you like.
Today's statistic from me, 16% of people admit they've blamed this on someone else in the house. What is it?
Oh, how long have we got?
Blamed this on someone else in
not
the house?
Locking doors, not closing doors, leaving the lights on.
Oh.
Any of those right?
No. Oh, okay. No, no.
Leaving
Get
the light
off your
on.
Chest, though, Cooper.
Okay, Nan. Seriously.
I know that we're all night earning the same money that you're on, and you can afford to leave your lights on all night.
I don't leave my lights on, but I wouldn't get very cranky if someone left it on by accident. You know, it's good to have light flow through the house as well.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, nothing like having a light on in a room that there's nobody in.
Is it that you blame someone for finishing the last of the good biscuits? You know, the really nice biscuits. Oh. The deluxe ones.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That is annoying.
It's yeah.
I love a biscuit discussion more than anyone. And we had a full-on discussion about the best biscuits and one of the worst biscuits recently. And what would be a good biscuit, Una?
A deluxe one.
Yeah, what's a
the
deluxe
chocolatey,
one?
Chocolatey ones. I like the ones... They're chocolate chip cookies, right?
Yeah.
But they're actually drenched in chocolate as well on both sides.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'll have one of those.
Those sandwiches, I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it?
You know, so it's good. It's not.
Okay, yeah. All right. Give us the question again.
Question. 16% of people admit they've blamed this on someone else in the house. What is it?
087-1102-107. What do you reckon it is? Now, producer Donald, you're asking us a question. We're getting guesses in on 087-1102-107.
I am. 16% of people admit they've blamed this on someone else in the house. What is it?
Oh, my word. Is it... finishing the milk and putting the empty milk carton back into the fridge. That would really peeve me off. You, especially when I was dying for a cup of coffee after a long night of partying. OMG.
Yeah, the old milk empty carton back in the fridge.
Makes sense.
Happened
yeah.
recently with us, but with a, you know, the little tub that hummus comes in. Somebody put that back in the fridge and it was just like, there's nothing in it. It was just like an empty tub.
Who Are you sure you couldn't get a little bit of a scraping off it?
Maybe with your finger.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Waste not, want not.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. maybe I shouldn't have given it so much.
Yeah.
It's not that now.
All right. Guesses on 087-1102-107.
16% of people admit they've blamed this on someone else in the house. What is it?
What is it? Is it something that Una's been blamed on loads of times?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh, right, okay.
I think
I know what it is.
What are you talking about?
Producer Donald.
Yes, I have a statistic. 16% of people admit they've blamed this on someone else in the house. What is it? They have blamed this on someone else in the house.
Lorraine in Sligo says, not replacing the toilet roll and leaving an empty one still on the stand. That's an issue.
That,
I know Una would see a problem with it.
What do you mean? Replacing... Of course I bring in toilet rolls. I just don't have a holder.
Oh.
I just have a shelf.
Oh,
there's
okay.
a shelves there.
Okay, yeah. Well, if you, just say you used a lash sheet and, you know, you were like blowing your nose or whatever, you used a lash sheet, would you actually, if you were in somebody else's house, would you take the empty roll off, put in the recycle bin?
Oh, if I was in someone else's house?
Yeah.
No way.
Oh my God, really?
No, I'd be mortified.
Why?
You said it'd have to be like, oh, I'm really sorry, I used the last year toilet roll, and they'd be like, ooh, what was she doing in there? Do you know what I mean? That's the way my head works.
No. That's so weird. Okay. Isn't that?
What the hell? No, it's okay. Not that, no.
Is this blaming a dog for breaking the father-in-law's expensive Hoover? True story. Still doesn't know about it.
Knows now.
Yeah, he does now.
Oh, what did your dog do that it broke the vacuum cleaner? Use it to the dog hair. That's your dog hair is awful. Vacuum cleaners.
Mm.
Is that it?
It's not it. No.
Such unique guess as well. All right. We need the answer.
Yes. 60% of people admit they blame this on someone else in the house. It's done a fart or a windy. Una, as you say,
do windy.
Especially, yeah, and then you just kind of don't want to say it was you, and you go, oh no, I can't smell that. I think that was this person.
Own it, Una.
Yeah.
How do you mean own it?
See. Straight to denying.
I would not deny anything. No.
It gets very defensive.
I'm not defensive, but I'm not defensive okay. around Windies. Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it.
Rhyme, it's a fun game because at the end of the week you can win the entire contents of Una's drawers. Somebody last week won tickets for Niall Horan, which was nice. Imagine just becoming on and rhyming things. If you'd like to play, 087-1102-107. Let's go and chat to Cuiva, who's having a go this morning. Morning, Cuiva.
Hi, Cuiva.
Morning.
How are you today? You all right?
I'm the very best, yes.
Now, you do a particular activity, which I think we're all very excited about, because I think Una wants to learn how to do this, and that is, you were at the Line Dancing Championships.
I was, yes.
How was
2 weeks ago in Bundoran.
And did you win?
I didn't, but my sister did, so we had a great weekend celebrating it.
That's class. Woohoo! What's your special move? Is it the slap and leather, or what do you like to do?
Bit of everything. Could be a bit of everything going on.
Oh, yeah. It's massive, though, isn't it, line dancing?
Line dancing.
Yeah. I think there was one stage that I think Irish actor, heartthrob, Loveheart, was it? What's his name? Colin Farrell was a line dancer.
He was not.
He was, yeah.
Are you spreading rumours now?
No.
Colin Farrell be nice now in a Stetson. I can see that.
Reverse!
Woo!
Woo, yeah. Have you a favourite line dance song there, Cuiva?
Yeah, well, all I can hear at the minute is Cha Cha Slide, so.
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
Brilliant. And come here, what were you at this weekend then? You're a very busy lady, Cuiva.
Yeah, busy couple of weeks. We had our Mon and Rose selection there at the weekend. And the beautiful Leah won it, so we had a great night celebrating her on Saturday night, and it was just great for all of us to kind of get together. Our families were all there, and it was just a great night.
And did you go for the Monaghan Rose as well?
Yeah, I was part of it, yeah. Me and there was 13 other girls, so.
Oh, very. And did you have a party piece, or a little poem, or a song, or a dance?
Yeah,
oh, you did your dance, you were line dancing. Oh my God. Sorry now, that would be brilliant.
Class.
Down in the dome.
Yeah, myself and my sister's done it, so.
Yourself and your sisters are very talented ladies.
Oh,
line dancing championships.
I think Una should go for the rose.
I should go for the rose. I should. There's no reason why I shouldn't.
She's been banned because of her want for Dahi.
Oh my God.
How are you, Dahi?
All right. You're weirdo.
Do you know how to play Rhyme It, Cuiva?
I do, yes. Listen every morning on the way to work. So,
excellent. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to give you a word. You've got to rhyme every answer with that word in your 30 seconds. The word you have to rhyme with this morning is...
Dub. D-U-B.
On the dubs.
One of them.
Okay.
All right. Your 30 seconds start now.
When you put your hand on something with a repeated back and forth motion, you what?
Rub.
A torn part of a ticket returned to the holder as a receipt. A baby tiger is called a what?
Cub.
A type of insect, especially a beetle, is known as a what?
Not sure.
A woody plant which is smaller than a tree.
Shrub.
I love an open fire and a band playing in the local what?
Pub.
I want to buy a hot what for my garden?
Tub.
You'd go to one of these to dance and let your hair down on the
time
weekend.
Time is up.
Club.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well done. Woo. That's a pretty good score now to kick off and set the pace for the week. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, good. Yeah, delighted. Yeah.
You skipped on question 4. A type of insect, especially a beetle, is known as a what?
A grub. Oh. To be fair, I've never heard of that either. So 6 is a solid score.
Yeah, perfect, thank you.
All right,
could be getting my purple snacks at the end of the week, you know.
lovely, good purple snacks.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Yeah. I hope you don't eat them the way Una does in public, anyway, that's for sure.
A good cup of tea.
Yeah, do you like to lick the chocolate off?
Well, you have to dunk it in the tea first.
And then the lick it off. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Don't mind her. She doesn't lick the chocolate off. She literally sucks it.
I do. I like to elongate the pleasure.
All right, Cuiva, thanks so much. We could be talking to you again on Friday if your score is not bad.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
All right, get it off your chest this morning. If there's something that you want to get it off your chest, send us a message on 087 1102 107. What's going on today, Una?
Okay, this comes in from Fia. Just, hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because I'm feeling a bit bad about it. I love my boyfriend dearly. I really do. He is so sweet, funny, kind, and he's unreal. He plays soccer with his local team, and recently I went to see him play. I was chuffed when he got a goal, but equally disgusted when I saw him do his celebration afterwards. He actually did humping motions against the goalpost and hand slapping motions like he was dancing to Smack That.
Smack that all on the floor.
Smack that.
Give me some more.
Smack that.
Till you get so.
Smack that.
I like the way you did the actions there. Thank you.
I'm just
make it visual for me. Why did I need to see that? Now I've got the ick.
Oh God! It was actually the cringiest thing ever. One of the girls was with me, and she had tears. She was laughing so much. I've since found out from one of the other players' girlfriends that they have a nickname for him. They call him the Virgin. It's better than the humper, I suppose. Why do I need to have this knowledge? It's really killed the bedroom vibes as the goalpost hump scene plays in a loop in my head. What am I going to do, Fia?
This is regular kind of like goal scoring celebration.
Yeah, but that's like...
Up to the post. I can see it.
Like, it wouldn't be that bad if he wasn't doing the humping. If he was just doing this kind of the
hand slapping.
The hand slapping.
Yeah.
That's okay, but the humping and the hand slapping.
Yeah,
I
100% get where she's coming from because I think in general, goal celebration things are cringe anyway.
They can be like... Yeah, I mean, what does that... Teach him to do the zoo! That Ronaldo's one. A zoo!
Yeah,
isn't
it? It's kazoo.
Kazoo!
No, it's not.
It's not kazoo. I said a zoo!
Zoo!
Teach him to do a different one. It doesn't have to be a zoo, but, like, you're going to have to tell him that. Like, that's not... appropriate.
Yeah. All right. or maybe celebrate with them. Go to the other side of the goalpost.
And start humping the other goalpost.
Yeah, the two of you are like...
Smack that. Give me some more.
Smack that.
Till you get so.
Smack that.
Enough. All right.
Oh, maybe she's gotten a permanent ick from this.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that picture of him just like doing that. Okay. What should she do about it? Is there a way of her actually dealing with this and getting over that? Or getting him to stop doing it or giving him another celebration to do because that one isn't good. And the fact that he does it all the time and he's called the Virgin.
The Virgin.
087-1102-107. Get it off your chest.
We're having a bit of an acquisition this morning on Get It Off Your Chest.
Boom.
Fia has got the ick because she went to see her boyfriend play soccer with his local team and she was delighted when she saw him score a goal, but then she was disgusted when she saw him doing a celebration afterwards because the celebration is doing humping motions against the goalposts and hand slapping motions like he was dancing to Smack That.
Smack that all on the floor. Smack that. Give me some more. Smack that.
Oh, this is so funny, Fia, sorry.
You know what?
And also, she found out that his nickname is the Virgin as well.
When I first heard this, I was just like, ick, ew. And the more I think about it, the more...
It's actually really funny.
It's actually really, really funny. Okay, what do you reckon Fia should do? Or should she embrace it? Or get completely icked by it or join in? I don't know. Let us know what you think. 087-1102-107.
Imagine if your man done that. Smack that, but if she visualises it in slow motion and that Channing Tatum song was playing in the background. More visual effect.
Like that.
Oh, now we're talking.
Okay, easy, Tiger.
Hey. Sorry, I'm thinking of Channing Tatum. I'm not thinking of Fia's boyfriend doing the smack that motion as a celebration.
Sure.
Guys, so, yeah, I think it's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when men play, they normally turn into animals and all that stuff. But that against the goalpost, you know, some things cannot be unseen. And now, I have that in my head now. But I think it's funny. I think it's hilarious. And I wouldn't bother myself, you know, with bringing that stuff over and over. Maybe if she's really bothered by this, she could just ask him to do another celebration. She could come up with something that she would like him to do after scoring the goal. But like, I, I think it's funny. I know when the people come up with nicknames for it and all, but like, it's funny. She should not be really bothered by this.
Yeah, it is a big part of the game, though, celebrations. I was watching the Sidemen versus YouTube All Stars game on YouTube on Saturday, and there was like loads of different celebration dances, and there was one of the guys that I don't know where he gets it from, but he covers his lower half of his face like he's doing a mask, and his thumbs up either side of his, so it's like a mask like that, and that's his celebration. I'm like, it's a bit cringe.
I prefer the humping celebration.
You love a good humping celebration.
Yeah, like, at least there's a bit of joy de vivre to the humping.
Joy de vivre.
So, Amy in Galway says, OMG, I'm bent over here laughing, guys. All I can think about is that guy doing the humping while the Bad Touch by the Bloodhound Gang is playing. Okay. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. Again now. Yeah, I can imagine him. I'm right there. I am seeing Fia's fella do it. Or maybe he could change it to, isn't there a dance for that song?
I don't know, but like the fact that now that you're fantasizing about Fia's fella humping the pole, and maybe that's where the issues that people are now kind of like really zoning in on. Like,
I'm not fantasizing. I'm just thinking about it too, along with the music, yeah. Along with the Bloodhound Gang music.
Sure.
I think he needs a different celebration.
I think he does. Maybe the worm.
Oh, yeah.
Or just maybe raise your hand and say, well, yeah, I got to go. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's boring.
All right. 087-1102-107. What should he do? What should she do? Get it off your chest this morning. We got this message in, and you can get something off your chest if you like.
Yeah, we're having an acquisition. Fia's got the ick with her fella, right? Because she went to see him play a game of soccer. He plays at his local team, and she was delighted when he got a goal, but then she was disgusted when she saw him do a celebration, because his celebration involves
spit it out.
humping motions against the goalpost and hand slapping motions like he was dancing to smack that, yeah.
On the floor. Smack that. Stop that.
Okay. So, and also, she found out that his nickname is the Virgin. So she's totally cringed out.
Yeah, all right. What are you saying to 087-1102-107?
She should tell him, like, that, why can you not do that to me?
Aww.
Do I have to identify as a goalpost for you to...
Oh, my God, no. that's the last... Actually, do you know, that'd be quite funny if he came home and was like... Maybe your little fantasy is him dressing up in his football gear, huh?
Oh, yeah.
At least he's not celebrating by humping the bedpost after a bit of how's your father.
Oh, what?
did you just get sick in your mouth?
Oh, my God.
Anything, Cooper Nuna.
Yeah?
Anything. He can do anything else but do humping the goalpost, because even when he is... a father with children, he will still be known as the Virgin. Anything, please.
So, okay, yeah, fair. He does need to do something else.
He could do like the Macarena or something. Do you know what I mean? Like a little dance instead.
But why do you have to do a celebration? It's just like, score a goal. Just
because
get
I think,
on with it. Get
I think
another
it's
goal
I
out.
Think that it's important that, like, you know, there's celebrations are famous. Like, I know all of the celebrations now because of my 4-year-old. Jamie.
Yeah.
This is Messi's one.
So you, Una's holding up her hands and doing like a moose shape. With
yeah,
you,
yeah.
And waving your little fingers.
And then what is your man Ronaldo's one is, and he jumps up and his arms go like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's Neymar do a slide, and he's got another handy one going on as well. Anyway, yeah, it's very important. The celebrations are very important when it comes to soccer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. But
don't be a humper. What a tune. Can you play it again?
Why do you always have to do the actions?
Because don't look if you don't like it. Oh, maybe that's Fia's answer. Fia, don't look if you don't like it.
There, see, you can always come to us for advice.
It's a great time of year to play soccer outdoors.
It is.
Yeah, like Fia's fellow was playing soccer outdoors, and Fia went to see him, and she was all delighted when he scored a goal. She was like, oh, that's my boyfriend. But then he did a celebration and she wanted to run away because his celebration involved doing humping motions against the goalpost and doing the actions to smack that.
Are you
that.
Okay? Smack that, give me some more. Smack that, you get so. Smack that.
So funny.
Too much of a joy out of that.
Okay, so Mia has been in touch. She says, lads, all these different songs are playing in my head when I'm imagining Fia's fella humping the goalposts and doing the smack that actions. Nelly getting hot in here would be perfect. Okay, so picture it now. Yeah.
It's getting hot in here. Yeah.
You're not going to play that?
I did.
Very good. Yeah, that's a great backdrop. To Fia's
fella
doing the
humping. I don't think we should be encouraging them.
Well, I'm having my fun. What about Anaconda?
No, don't be encouraging them.
Okay.
Yeah. We get one more voice on this on 0871 102 107.
I think it could be worse, Fia. He could have been humping one of his teammates. So I'd see the positives in that it was just a goal post.
Fair.
Well, I mean, there's that. Yeah. You know? Silver lining.
Yeah. All right, listen, thanks for all the voice notes on that 0871 102 107.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Love a mystery guest Monday because we get to meet people. We don't know who it's going to be. Mm-hmm. So it's also a time for us to sit back and relax and not have to do any preparation as well.
Love that part.
So we just shoot the breeze with them. Yeah. And then we kind of get fed information as it goes. So are you ready for today's mystery guest?
Yep.
Hello, mystery guest. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, there's a voice. Okay, so we've been given some clues that this is a DJ who loves playing high energy music. And any idea, Una? Straight off the bat, I'm thinking jazzy.
There's a lot. What are the other clues?
Often plays in the UK and Ireland. Just been handed another clue here. This auntie brings the This auntie brings the madness. Is this who I think it is? This DJ Crazy Auntie Anne?
Yes.
Yeah, my God! Oh my God, I love you.
Your videos are incredible, especially the ones where they were in lockdown and you were in a dressing gown and you were over by the cooker pretending to DJ with the Hobbs.
Yes, still doing that now. Not in the dressing gown.
Amazing.
Yeah. So did it stem from the videos during lockdown that you decided that you'd learn to become a DJ?
Yeah, it did. I started doing the videos in lockdown because I used to teach mental health for a living and all of my students were all in lockdown. They're all shut in the bedrooms. So I actually started making videos just to cheer them all up. So that's why I started in my dressing gown, really.
I love your dressing gowns.
I was doing dancing around in my kitchen and I wanted to do Silence, which is like an old house classic, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I decided to get 2 pan lids out and put them on my kitchen top. And put my headphones on, and that's where it all blew up, really. And it's from there that someone offered me DJ lessons about, it's just over a year ago, I think, now.
That is amazing.
I had 6 DJ lessons and then bought my own decks.
Oh, nice. And then, when you're touring around, like, what kind of club sets are you playing? Like, what are the bangers on your list?
House music, you know, all those classic house hits from the late 90s and early 2000s, really. So a bit of Sandstone, Rapture and all those.
What's your go-to song when you need to get the crowd going, when you really want to get them pumped?
Miracle, I think. Tucker's Miracle gets them all going up. And then, yeah, that gets them all going, doesn't it? But for me as well, Sandstorm is always a belter. It just, you can see people's faces light up when it starts playing. Yeah.
They look at you like you've just discovered fire for the first time. It's amazing. Have you got a wish list of DJs that you'd love to play with, or have you played with any big names?
I did a gig in LA. That was really good. Justin Bieber was like there dancing in front of me.
Oh, my God. But,
what the hell? He can't just casually drop surreal. Justin Bieber's name. And was he up beside you while you were playing?
No, we were in front of me enjoying his party. We were boogieing away to the music.
You were flown over to LA with people like Justin Bieber there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Will you look at maybe going into music production then and bringing out a tune? Can we see a Christmas number one from DJ Crazy Auntie Anne?
Yes.
I did bring a song out last year.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and it got quite a few views on Spotify. I think we got to something like number 25 in the dance charts.
Whoa!
But there's not been a follow-up from it, so who knows? Who knows?
And tell me, are all your former students shouting for you and super proud?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. They love it. So it was actually that group of students that challenged me to start this journey, you know. So, yeah, now they're all, like, super proud of me.
Loads of festivals coming up now, Crazy Auntie Anne. I could see you there at Electric Picnic.
Main stage, headlining.
Yes.
We love what you do. Keep on doing it. DJ Crazy Auntie Anne, where can people find you if they want to follow you?
Crazy Auntie Anne on all platforms. TikTok, 3.3 million. Wow. Instagram's 1.4 million. Facebook, YouTube, I'm on all of those.
Well, listen, DJ Crazy Auntie Anne, thank you so much for being our mystery guest.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.